Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic enthusiast and resident overthinker. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball, right? You're caught off guard, maybe even a little rattled. Maybe you've got a big presentation coming up, or a relationship is going through a rough patch, or you're just dealing with the everyday chaos of modern life. We all get there sometimes. But what if I told you there's a way to not only weather those storms, but actually emerge stronger? That's where today's podcast comes in. We're diving deep into cultivating inner strength and courage, because let's be real, life is full of adversity, but that doesn't mean we have to crumble under pressure. First things first, remember that adversity isn't the enemy. It's an opportunity. Think of it like this. A muscle only grows stronger when it's challenged. The same goes for your inner fortitude. Every obstacle you overcome, every hurdle you jump, builds resilience and makes you tougher than before. You know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Except, in this case, let's upgrade that to, what doesn't kill you gives you a badass superpower. Now, cultivating this inner strength isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, stuffing your feelings down and powering through. It's about learning to manage those emotions, acknowledging them without letting them control you. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing on the shore. You don't fight the waves, you learn to ride them, understanding their power while staying grounded on solid ground. Here's the real deal, being courageous isn't about being fearless. It's about acting with bravery even when you're afraid. Ever felt that gut-wrenching feeling before a big speech? That's fear. But courage is stepping onto that stage anyway, your heart pounding like a drum solo and delivering your message with conviction. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who lived life by principles, understood this. They believed in focusing on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control how you respond. This is where things get really powerful when you choose to respond with strength and grace, even in the face of adversity. You not only navigate the situation better, but you also build self-respect and confidence that spills over into every other area of your life. Think about the time you faced a challenge head-on, maybe something that made you feel scared or uncertain. How did you handle it? Did you let fear paralyze you, or did you find the courage to step outside your comfort zone? Remember those moments, they are evidence of your inner strength already at work. Speaking of real-life examples, remember that time I had to give a presentation in front of hundreds of people. My palms were sweating, my knees were shaking, and I swear, I could hear the sound of my own heart thumping in my ears. But you know what? I remembered all the Stoic principles we've been talking about, focusing on what I can control, visualizing success, taking deep breaths. And guess what? I crushed it. The audience loved it, and afterwards, people were coming up to me saying how inspiring and confident I was. So, here's the takeaway. You are stronger than you think. You have an inner wellspring of courage waiting to be tapped. Embrace adversity as a chance to grow, learn, and emerge more resilient than ever before. Remember those Stoic principles: focus on what you can control, manage your emotions, and act with bravery even when fear creeps in. And most importantly, never underestimate the power within yourself. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to cultivate your inner strength and courage? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or shoot me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Clarity First so you don't miss an episode of our journey towards living life with purpose, intention, and a whole lot of Stoic wisdom. See you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.